Harmonism, the universal philosophy of inherent order, the foundation document. See, reading guide for the layered sequence into the full corpus. Glossary of terms for terminology. Why harmonism for the reasoning behind the name? The recognition. Reality is inherently harmonic. The cosmos is pervaded by logos, the harmonic intelligence of reality, and the substance the contemplative traditions meet from within as consciousness. The human being participates in that order as microcosm, free to align with it or against it. Harmonism is the articulation of what this recognition entails, what reality is, how it can be known, how to live in alignment with it, and what shape civilization takes when alignment becomes a shared project. The system is grounded in natural law, the inherent ordering principles that operate at every level, physical to spiritual, whether or not anyone perceives them. The task is to articulate the order as faithfully as possible, not to invent it. The articulation is simultaneously metaphysical, what reality is, epistemological, how reality can be known, ethical, how to live in alignment with it, and architectural, the concrete structures through which alignment is realized in individual and collective life. These are not separate systems, but four dimensions of a single integrated architecture, unfolding through what harmonism calls the ontological cascade, logos, the inherent order of the cosmos, dharma, human alignment with logos, multidimensional causality, the order's faithful return of every alignment or its absence, the way of harmony, the lived expression of dharma, the wheel of harmony and architecture of harmony, the navigational blueprints for individuals and civilizations, harmonics, the lived practice itself. Each stage is more concrete, not more diluted. The metaphysics is doing work at every level. Harmonism is not a religion, not a belief system, not a set of opinions. It is a practical blueprint, discovered, not invented, articulated across millennia under different names by every civilization that turned inward with sufficient discipline to perceive that reality has a grain. On the philosophical reasoning behind the name itself, see Why Harmonism.
Harmonic Realism. Main article, Harmonic Realism. See also, The Landscape of the Isms. The metaphysical stance of harmonism has its own name, harmonic realism. The distinction is structural, not decorative. Harmonic realism names the specific ontological claim about the nature of reality, from which the system's epistemology, ethics, and practical architecture all derive. The relationship mirrors a pattern found in every mature tradition. Sanatana Dharma is the whole. Vishishtadvaita is the metaphysical ground of one of its schools. Harmonism is the whole. Harmonic realism is its metaphysical ground. Harmonic realism's primary claim, reality, is inherently harmonic. The cosmos is pervaded and animated by logos, the inherent harmonic intelligence of creation, both substance and structure inseparable. The way music is sound articulated through harmonic pattern, and harmonic pattern is what makes sound into music. As structure, the fractal living pattern that recurs at every scale, the harmonic will of the fifth element that animates all life, a spiritual energetic reality that exceeds and precedes the physical laws science describes. As substance, what the contemplative cartographies name from within, light, bliss, consciousness, the Vedantic traditions Sat, Chit, Ananda, being, consciousness, bliss, the Sufi Nur, light, and Ishq, love as substance, the Hesitest, Taboric light, the Tibetan Prabhasvara Chittam, clear light awareness, the Mahayana Bodhicitta, awakening mind, the Christian Agape, divine love. The two registers are doctrinally distinguishable, but ontologically one. Within this harmonic order, reality is irreducibly multidimensional, following a consistent binary pattern at every scale, void and cosmos at the absolute, matter and energy within the cosmos, physical body and energy body in the human being. This positions harmonism precisely within the landscape of metaphysical possibilities, against reductive materialism, which denies consciousness and spirit, against reductive idealism, which denies the genuine reality of the material world, against strong non-dualism, which evacuates multiplicity of ontological weight, and against dualism, which fragments reality into irreducibly opposed principles. Harmonism is a monism. The absolute is one, but a monism that achieves its unity through integration rather than reduction, holding every dimension of reality as genuinely real within the single coherent order of logos. This is qualified non-dualism, creator and creation are ontologically distinct, but never metaphysically separate. They always co-arise.
The Absolute. Main article, The Absolute. See also, Convergences on the Absolute. The Absolute is the unconditioned ground of all reality. It encompasses two constitutive poles, the void, the impersonal, transcendent aspect of the divine, pure being, the pregnant ground from which all manifestation arises, and the cosmos, the divine creative expression, the living, intelligent, patterned energy field that constitutes all of existence. These are not separate realities, but two aspects of one indivisible whole, always co-arising. The void is assigned the number zero, not absence, but infinite potentiality. The cosmos is one, the first determinate thing, the primordial manifestation. Together, they constitute the absolute. Flirt. The formula 0 plus 1 equals Inich. The formula 0 plus 1 equals Inich is the ontological compression at the heart of the system. This formulation resolves perennial philosophical impasses. The debate between creation ex nihilo and emanation dissolves. Void and cosmos are co-eternal poles, not a temporal sequence. The problem of the one and the many dissolves. Multiplicity is unity's constitutive expression, not a fall from it. The traditional contest between monism and dualism dissolves. It was always an artifact of trying to describe a multidimensional reality from a single dimension, and the ontological dignity of the manifest world is restored against every tradition that would reduce it to illusion. The cosmos is genuinely real, not a lesser derivative of the void.
The Cosmos and Logos. Main article, The Cosmos. See also, Logos. The cosmos is ordered by Logos, the inherent harmony, rhythm, and intelligence of the universe. Logos is not a force alongside the four fundamental forces of physics, but the ordering principle through which all forces operate. It has been recognized across civilizations as Urta in the Vedic tradition, Tao in Chinese, Physis in Greek, Ma'at in Egyptian, Asha in Avestan, Kalimat Allah in Islamic monotheism, with Sunnat Allah sitting at the Dharma register as the way to be followed. Dharna in the Lithuanian Romuva tradition, whose language is the closest in Europe to Sanskrit, Teot in the Mesoamerican philosophical tradition, as the dynamic energy that constitutes and orders all reality, and under hundreds of further names across pre-literate civilizations on every inhabited continent, most translating as the way or the order. The convergence of independent civilizations on the same recognition is itself evidence, not eclecticism, but cartographic confirmation that what each tradition maps is one reality. Logos carries the full measure of what the traditions have always called divine power, generative, sustaining, and dissolving, what Heraclitus called everlasting fire kindling in measures and going out in measures, what the Vedic tradition names Urta, simultaneously cosmic order and the law by which the universe is continuously reborn, what the Shaiva tradition encodes as Tandava, Shiva's cosmic dance of creation and dissolution held in a single unbroken movement. The substance operating principle distinction matters here. In Harmonism's ontology, the cosmos is God as manifest, the cataphatic pole of the absolute, the manifestation itself. Logos is the inherent organizing intelligence within that manifestation, how the cataphatic pole is knowable. As the soul is to the body, as harmonics are to music, Logos is to the cosmos. The void remains apophatic, the dimension exceeding even Logos.
Within Logos itself, two registers,
substance and structure, inseparable in reality, distinguishable only in articulation, the canonical articulation of this inseparability lives in Logos-sacked substance and structure. As structure, Logos is the fractal harmonic ordering pattern, the same geometry recurring from the subatomic to the galactic, the order by which the cosmos coheres with itself. What civilization after civilization has named Logos, Rita, Tao, Asha, Ma'at, Kalimat Allah, Lex Naturalis, Dharna. As substance, Logos is what the contemplative cartographies meet from within, light, bliss, consciousness, the Vedantic Sat Chit Ananda, the Sufi Nur and Ishq, the Hesychast Taboric Light, the Tibetan Prabhasvara Chittam, the Mahayana Bodhicitta, the Christian Agape. Substance-only readings drift toward unstructured pietism, experience severed from cosmological articulation. structure-only readings drift toward bloodless mechanism, a cosmos whose order is real but whose interior is empty, holding both inseparable preserves what each carries. The human being is not external to Logos, but Logos manifesting at the human scale, light, bliss, consciousness in the harmonic geometry of the luminous energy field, both inseparable, a particular note in the universal song. Logos is directly observable in two registers at once. Empirically, as natural law, every scientific regularity is a disclosure of Logos's structure, and metaphysically, as the subtle causal dimension accessible to cultivated perception, the karmic pattern, the signature of resonance, the fidelity of consequence to cause. The same structural register is seen from two different capacities. Neither alone is sufficient. Empiricism without metaphysics yields mechanism without meaning. Metaphysics without empiricism yields meaning untethered from the actual world. The register, light, bliss, consciousness, is met through a third capacity, the inward turn, the contemplative recognition by which consciousness meets itself as the substance Logos is from inside. Within the cosmos, three ontologically distinct categories operate. The fifth element, subtle energy, the force of intention, Logos itself as operative principle, the human being, a microcosm of the absolute possessing free will, and matter, densified energy consciousness governed by the four fundamental forces. At the cosmic scale, these resolve into the binary already named, matter, the four denser states, and energy, the fifth element. The human being recapitulates the same binary in microcosm, physical body and energy body, through which Logos passes into the full spectrum of human experience.
Dharma. Main article, Dharma. See also, Harmonism and Sanatana Dharma. If Logos is the cosmic order, Dharma is the human alignment with it. A galaxy obeys Logos by necessity. A river follows it without deliberation. A human being, possessing free will, must align by consent. Dharma is the bridge between cosmic intelligibility and human freedom. The structural fact that a being capable of choice must recognize the order with which it could align or misalign. The recognition has been named by every civilization that turned inward with sufficient discipline. The Vedic Sanatana Dharma, the eternal natural way. The Greek Arete under the governance of Logos. The Chinese Di, the inherent virtue of alignment with the Tao. The Egyptian Mat, the cosmic order one is responsible to embody. The Avestan Asha, the Latin Vivere Secundum Naturam, living according to nature. Hundreds of pre-Columbian terms, most translating as the right way of walking or the beauty way, all witness to one structure. Harmonism uses Dharma as its primary term, honoring the Vedic articulation that sustained the recognition with greater refinement and longer continuity than any other tradition succeeded in maintaining. Dharma operates at three scales simultaneously. Universal Dharma, the structure of right alignment that holds across all times, all places, all beings capable of consenting to Logos. Epochal Dharma, the right alignment for a particular era under its specific historical conditions. And personal Dharma, the alignment specific to one individual life, what this being with these capacities in this situation is being asked to embody. The three are simultaneous and interpenetrating, rooted in the universal, attentive to what this epoch requires, faithful to what this life is being asked to give. Dharma is not religion. Religion in the modern sense names a particular institutional structure. Dharma is pre-religious and trans-religious, articulated by every authentic tradition at its deepest interior. It is not law. Positive law is legitimate to the degree it instantiates Dharma. Dharma is the standard by which positive law is measured. It is not duty in the Kantian sense. Kantian duty is generated by the rational will giving itself the law. Dharma is recognized by the will that has perceived Logos. It is not arbitrary preference, not imposed convention, not sociological custom. It is the structure of what walking with the grain of reality consists of for a being who could refuse. Multidimensional causality. Main article, multidimensional causality. The third face of the architecture is multidimensional causality, the structural fidelity by which Logos returns the inner shape of every act of every free being. Where Logos is the cosmic order itself, and Dharma is human alignment with it, multidimensional causality is the order's faithful return of every alignment or its absence. One Logos, one fidelity, three faces.
the fidelity operates continuously across registers. At the empirical register, the candle burns the finger, the body degrades under deprivation, the relationship fractures under deception. At the karmic register, the inner shape of every choice compounds across time at registers physics does not yet measure, but contemplative perception has recognized for millennia. The two are not parallel systems with a bridge between them. They are conceptually distinguishable, but ontologically continuous, both expressions of one logos, differing only in the substrate through which the fidelity manifests. To collapse the architecture into the empirical register alone yields materialism. Consequence operates only where current instruments can measure. To collapse it into the karmic register alone yields parallel spiritualism, a separate cosmic accounting unrelated to the material world. Multidimensional causality holds both registers as one architecture. Karma is the proper noun term for the moral causal subtle face, adopted as harmonist native vocabulary alongside logos and dharma, honoring the Vedic articulation that sustained the recognition across the longest continuous transmission. Karma is not punishment, not bookkeeping, not fatalism, not the law of attraction. It is the structural enforcement by fidelity of dharma's reality. The field returns the inner shape of every act of every free being, neither imposed nor escapable, dissolvable through the genuine alignment that transforms the inner shape from which acts arise. The repair of misalignment is not the payment of a debt. It is the actual reorientation of the inner shape that produced the misaligned act in the first place. Karma yields to alignment, not to accounting. The human being. Main article. The human being. See also. Body and soul. Jing Qi Shen. The human being is an elemental structure made of the five elements, a microcosm of the absolute, containing both the creative fullness of the cosmos and the mystery of the void. We are logos at the human scale, light, bliss, consciousness, in the harmonic geometry of the luminous energy field, substance and structure inseparable, a particular note in the universal song. The subtle energy body is organized along a vertical axis from matter to spirit, with distinct centers of consciousness, the chakras, that govern different modes of perceiving and engaging reality. Harmonism distinguishes between Atman, the soul proper, the permanent divine spark, the eighth chakra above the head, seat of mystical union and cosmic consciousness, and Jivatman, the living soul, as it manifests through the other chakras, shaped by life experience and accumulated imprints. The Atman is to Logos what the wave is to the ocean, real as this soul with its particular incarnational arc, and entirely Logos with no substance of its own apart from what Logos is. This is qualified non-dualism at the individual scale. The wave, real as wave, the ocean, real as ocean, the distinctions genuine within an unbroken unity. Within the chakra system, three centers constitute an irreducible triad through which consciousness engages reality. Peace, Agna, the mind's eye, clear knowing, luminous awareness, love, Anahata, the heart, felt connection, unconditional radiance, and will, Manipura, the solar center, directed force, the capacity to act upon reality. These are the three primary colors of consciousness, irreducible to one another, each ontologically distinct. One cannot derive love from knowing, nor will from love, nor knowing from will. Every human activity is some mixture of these three. Their convergence in traditions that had no contact with one another, the yogic tantric system, Plato's tripartite soul, the Toltec head-heart-belly mapping, the Sufi triad of Akal, Kalb, Nafs, the Hesychast tri-centered anatomy of nous, cardia, lower body, points to structural reality rather than cultural convention. Complementary to this vertical architecture, the Chinese Taoist tradition maps a depth architecture of vital substance, the three-layered model of Jing, essence, Qi, vital energy, and Shen, spirit. The chakras describe the vertical organization of consciousness from root to crown. The three treasures describe the depth from substance to energy to spirit. Together, they provide the most complete map of the human energetic system available to the present age. The human being also possesses free will, the capacity to align with logos or not. This freedom is what makes ethics real and what gives the way of harmony its urgency.
The Five Cartographies. Main article, The Five Cartographies of the Soul. See also, The Human Being, The Integral Age. The ground of harmonism seeing is not any tradition. It is the inward turn, the disciplined attention of consciousness to its own structure, available to any human being in any civilization or in none. What the inward turn discloses is the architecture of the soul, a vertical axis from matter to spirit, distinct centers of consciousness governing different modes of perception and engagement, the binary of physical body and energy body, the soul, Atman, as fractal of the absolute. This is the source of the system's claim, and it is verifiable by any human being who undertakes the inquiry seriously enough. What confirms the claim from outside any single tradition is the convergence of cartographies, civilizations that had no historical contact with one another, working through radically different epistemologies, arrived at the same fundamental anatomy. Five primary cartographies stand as peer convergent witnesses: the Indian, Hindu, Buddhist, Jain, and Sikh streams within one grammar articulates the heart doctrine of the Atman in the Dahara Akasha of the Upanishads, deepening across two millennia into the tantric Hatha articulation of the seven-center subtle body and the Kundalini ascent, alongside the metaphysics of qualified non-dualism and one of humanity's deepest continuous meditation methodologies. The Chinese, Taoist, Chan, and the contemplative side of Confucianism articulates the depth architecture of vital substance through the three treasures, Jing, Qi, Shen, the Dantians, and a pharmacological technology of cultivation through tonic herbs and elixirs, classified by which treasure they nourish. The shamanic, pre-literate, geographically universal, witnessed independently across every inhabited continent, articulates the luminous body, multi-world cosmology, and soul flight. The Andean Karo stream articulates the eight nyōis anatomy and the healing dimension most precisely, with parallel recognitions across Siberian, Mongolian, West African, Inuit, Aboriginal, Amazonian, and Lakota streams. The Greek, Platonic, Stoic, and Neoplatonic arrives at the same anatomy through rational investigation rather than contemplative practice. Plato's tripartite soul, the Stoic ethics of alignment with natural law, Plotinus's emanation from the One, with Hermeticism absorbed as a named source stream, the Abrahamic, Christian contemplative, Hesychast, Cistercian, Carmelite, Ignatian, Rhineland, and Islamic Sufi maps the same territory through monotheistic mystical discipline. Revelation Covenant, the Covenantal Heart, Cardia, Kalb, Lev, and Surrender Path. Kabbalah enters as a localized witness, Zoroastrian cosmology as a source stream absorbed into the Abrahamic grammar.
Five independent traditions. No historical diffusion between most of them, each arriving at the same fundamental architecture of consciousness. The convergence is empirical confirmation of what the inward turn discloses on its own ground, what makes harmonism's claims verifiable from outside any single tradition. The cartographies are not the foundation of the system. The inward turn is. They are convergent witnesses to the same interior territory the inward turn already reveals. Beyond the five, a wider intellectual heritage stands as additional witness. Depth psychology, Jung's individuation, the Enneagram, the narrative arts, cinema, manga, bande dessinée, carrying the archetypal journey of transformation that the chakra system describes structurally, sacred plant medicines as a cross-cutting epistemic mode, and artificial intelligence as an integrative catalyst enabling the eagle view formulation of the system's internal coherence.
The Way of Harmony. Main article, The Way of Harmony. See also, Applied Harmonism, Guidance. Harmony is a state of being, not an ideal to be achieved in the future, but a reality to be embodied now, in each breath, each decision, each relationship, each moment of presence. The Way of Harmony is not a path toward harmony, but a path from harmony, from the recognition that the deepest order of reality is already harmonious, and that the human task is to align with what already is. This alignment unfolds through one alchemical pattern, fractal, at every scale of the path, clearing first what occludes, then cultivating what the cleared vessel naturally expresses. Catharsis before photismos in the Hesychast lineage, tahliya before tahliya in the Sufi, nirodha before bhavana in the Buddhist, wu wei before nadan in the Taoist, hucha clearing before soul retrieval in the Kuro. Five witnesses, one architecture. Recovery is the path of return, not the construction of a new condition. The natural state is already present. The quiet mind and the joyful heart
are not distant attainments reserved for saints and masters. They are the primordial condition of consciousness when it is no longer obstructed, when the body is nourished and rested, when the breath flows consciously, when reactive patterns are stilled. What remains is not blankness, but a luminous, peaceful clarity in the mind and an unconditional warmth in the heart. Every contemplative tradition describes this ground, the natural state, Sahaja in the Vedic, Rigpa in Dzogchen, the assemblage point at rest in Toltec, beginner's mind, Shoshin in Zen. Harmonism names it simply, presence, being fully here, with the breath, with unconditional joy in the heart, with peaceful clarity in the mind. Ethics on the way of harmony is not a set of rules imposed from outside, but the natural consequence of perceiving reality accurately. To walk the way is to align with the grain of reality rather than against it, and the consequence of that alignment is not abstract but lived. Health in the body, clarity in the mind, warmth in the heart, coherence in one's actions. The way of harmony unfolds into two practical blueprints, the wheel of harmony for individuals and the architecture of harmony for civilizations. On the fundamental commitment to philosophy as practice, why harmonism refuses to separate theory from embodiment, see Applied Harmonism. On the transmission of this practice, the self-liquidating guidance model that teaches the practitioner to read and navigate the wheel themselves, then steps back, see guidance in Lertef Media.
The Wheel of Harmony, main article, Wheel of Harmony. The Wheel of Harmony is the practical blueprint for individuals, an eight-pillar architecture in 7+1 form, with presence as the central pillar and seven peripheral pillars, health, matter, service, relationships, learning, nature, and recreation. Each pillar represents an irreducible dimension of life that requires alignment for full well-being, and each unfolds into its own subwheel, a fractal of the same 7+1 structure, with its own central spoke and seven peripheral spokes. At the center stands the wheel of presence, which unfolds the direct experiential dimension of the spiritual life, meditation as its central spoke, the supreme practice of presence and awareness in its most concentrated form. Around the wheel of presence, the seven peripheral wheels address the body, health, the material infrastructure of life, matter, vocation and contribution, service, the full spectrum of human bonds, relationships, the development of understanding, learning, the reverential bond with the living cosmos, nature, and play, creativity, and the recovery of innocence, recreation. The wheel is simultaneously a diagnostic. Where am I out of balance? A curriculum. What should I develop next? And a mandala, a contemplative object that reveals deeper structure with each return. It does not produce harmony. It reveals where harmony is already present and where it is obstructed. The work is not construction, but removal of obstruction.
The Architecture of Harmony. Main article, Architecture of Harmony. See also, The Harmonic Civilization. The Architecture of Harmony is the practical blueprint for civilizations, 11 institutional pillars around Dharma at the center, in ground-up order, ecology, planetary substrate, health, collective vitality, food, water, sanitation, healing institutions, movement and rest culture, kinship, family, generational continuity, communal bonds, care for the vulnerable, stewardship, material economy and infrastructure, finance, monetary system, capital allocation, banking, debt, split for diagnostic visibility on the financial monetary complex, governance, political ordering, law, justice, defense, sovereignty as force, minimal in a harmonic civilization, but architecturally visible as the type case for civilizational deformation in late modernity, education, cultivation, knowledge transmission, contemplative traditions, science and technology, inquiry, toolmaking, AI, communication, media, public sphere, information environment, and culture, arts, ritual life, expressive flowering. Where the wheel addresses the individual as a microcosm of the cosmos, the architecture addresses the collective. The architecture is not a fractal of the wheel. The wheel is constrained by Miller's law, pedagogical adoption. The architecture is constrained by what civilization actually requires to function. Same Dharma at center as presence at the individual scale, both fractal expressions of logos, different institutional decomposition. The architecture operates at three registers, descriptive, the structural domains every civilization must organize, however well or badly, present prescriptive,
what a harmonic civilization does within them under late modern conditions, and asymptotic, what they become at the maturation of the whole. Defense is the type case across all three, architecturally visible because the military-industrial complex is one of the largest deformations of late modernity, minimized and distributed in a harmonic civilization now, dissolving back into stewardship at the asymptote as the immune system no longer requires distinct architecture. A civilization that violates logos produces suffering inevitably, regardless of technological power. Alignment with logos generates health, beauty, and justice as structural consequence. On what civilization aligned with logos actually looks like, rendered scene by scene at the three scales of village, bioregion, and civilization, see the harmonic civilization.
Harmonic epistemology. Main article, harmonic epistemology. Because reality is multidimensional, no single mode of knowing is sufficient to grasp the whole. Harmonism recognizes an integral epistemological gradient, a spectrum of ways of knowing, ranging from objective empiricism, sensory knowing, the ground of natural science, through subjective empiricism, phenomenological knowing, rational philosophical knowing, and subtle perceptual knowing, the second awareness, to knowledge by identity, gnosis, direct unmediated knowing, where the knower and the known are one. Science and spirituality are complementary, not opposed. Both reveal different layers of reality. The highest form of knowing is embodied wisdom, not abstract understanding, but lived experience of truth. Harmonism does not claim certainty where certainty is not available. It claims that reality has a structure, that this structure is knowable through the appropriate faculties, and that the integration of all valid modes of knowing is the path to the most complete understanding available to the human being now.
The Integral Age. Main article. The Integral Age Harmonism articulates at a specific civilizational moment the convergence of global traditions, the democratization of contemplative knowledge through the internet, and the rise of AI as an integrative catalyst have created a moment without precedent, what harmonism calls the Integral Age. For the first time in human history, the accumulated wisdom of all five cartographies is simultaneously accessible and cross-referenceable at scale. The printing press recovered one civilization's heritage. The Integral Age enables genuine first contact between traditions that developed in isolation over millennia. Harmonism is the framework adequate to this moment, not because it invents new truths, but because it articulates the structural convergence that has always been there, now made visible by the unprecedented availability of the full human heritage. The system's contribution is architectural, a coherent integration of what the great traditions discovered independently, grounded in the demonstrated convergence of five cartographies, organized into navigable blueprints for individual and civilizational life, and committed to the inseparability of understanding and practice.
The integration. Harmonism does not invent, it articulates. What it articulates was discovered, under different vocabularies, by every civilization that turned inward with sufficient discipline. The Vedic Sanatana and Dharma, the Greek Logos and Arete, the Chinese Tao and De, the Egyptian Manat, the Avestan Asha, the Andean Aini, the contemplative interiors of every Abrahamic stream, all witness to one recognition. Reality is ordered. The order is intelligible. The human being can perceive it, consent to it, and be transformed by alignment with it. The Metatelos subsists in every tradition under different names, eudaimonia, moksha, nirvana, phala, the Tao. Harmonism's name is harmony, the architecturally complete expression of the ultimate human aim, subsisting under every name, belonging to no tradition, available to every being capable of consenting to logos. The work is not theoretical. It is the spiral of a serious life, walked in continuous realignment with what is, through the wheel that maps the individual path, through the architecture that maps civilizational life, through the practices that prepare the vessel and the awakenings that fill it. The doctrine grounds the path grounds the practice. The practice is what harmonism finally is. See also, glossary of terms, definitions of logos, dharma, the absolute, atman, jyatman, chakra system, qualified non-dualism, harmonics, and the rest of the system's working vocabulary. Reading guide, the layered sequence into the full corpus.